Good morning, Cassie. How are you?
I'm good, Brian. How are you?
I'm well. Now, you started writing songs when you were little.
I did, yeah. So I guess, I think my first original song I ever did would have been maybe, 10 or 11.
You spent time overseas.
I have, yeah. So a lot of us have actually. So myself, yeah, the blonde in the group, if you don't know, I'm the oldest, and I spent a lot of time overseas, basically doing performing, singing, dancing, stuff like that. I was at Disneyland and did lots of shows in that regard. Jace, he lived in Nashville and the UK and stuff for many years, and wrote for Girls Aloud and won his first BAFTA at 17. And Pagan recorded an album in LA when she was 18. So we've all done a fair bit of travel, and along the lines, we've all ended up coming together. So it's been a mix of different sort of genres, and this is what we've ended up with, really.
You were a duo, yourself and Pagan, and now there's four of you, like with Darlinghurst.
Yes.
Have you settled on four?
Oh, definitely. I mean, look, we just came off doing the Gympie muster and things, and we've got like an electric band with us now, but the core of the band is four. Yeah.
You got a number one ARIA country album, self-titled.
Yes, correct. Like, we look, that was a bit of a shock. I don't think anyone saw COVID coming, obviously, but we decided to release our album, and it just so happened it fell right at the same time that COVID hit, which was very interesting. But we managed to sell still quite a few, and the idea really now is for us to just get out on the road and try and perform and do as many live shows as we possibly can.
You've got your first golden guitar. Well done.
Yeah, thank you very much. That was a very surreal moment. It's still, those things happen so quickly. You have to try and really savor them, and everyone says, just stop and breathe. But it was so exciting, and it was definitely not expected. We're still really new, and hence best new talent, I guess. But we just didn't expect it, so it was amazing. And to be acknowledged by our peers and have people actually go out of their way to vote, like I've said to a few people, it's not like government voting where you have to do it or you get fined. So it's kind of nice that people go out of their way to do it.
You've had four number ones. Is that all as a four piece?
Yeah, always as a four piece. We've never not been a four. So once we actually went out into the big wide world to show everyone what we were doing and the sorts of music and stuff that we were writing and who we were, it was always a four. Yeah.
I noticed that you're on the main stage at the Denny Ute Muster at the end of September, along with some big names like Brad Paisley, John Williamson, Tri Casa Daly, Shane Nicholson, just and others, of course. That's a big event.
It's a massive event, and again, one of those pinch ourselves moments. And I think we've all been doing this for a long, long time, and we love to perform. I mean, that's what I live for, and I just enjoy it so much. But to share a stage with that sort of caliber is insane. And sometimes you've really got to, I mean, sometimes I'm not sure what we're doing up there, but we must be doing something right.
Your new single just released. What's it about?
Well, we actually wrote that up where I am. So we came, it sort of started with a bit of a guitar riff, and then we came up with some, different sorts of lyrics, and it just sort of went from there. And to be honest, it wasn't until we actually finished the song and we all sort of started to speak about, what it was about, that we realized the four of us had very different ideas of what we were writing about, which was very funny. So it can be universal, but for me, it's about, not having that one person be the demise, like the end of you. So even though there might be an attraction and you feel something quite connected and strong, you just know they're just no good for you. Like if you have too many hamburgers or chocolate, it tastes good, but it's really not going to be great, long term.
I like the comparison of relationships with eating hamburgers. Cassie, thank you. It's been good to talk.
You too. Thanks very much, Brian.
All the best.
to be my head.